Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for the last few minutes of the program today, a Hanukkah and Christmas season call. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, since that has already begun. A Hanukkah and Christmas season call in on the things you buy online that you never thought you ever would. Do you have anything like that? We were going to do this Friday, as some of you remember, but we ran out of time. So we're getting it in today. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What are you now buying online that you only ever thought you could buy in person? I have two examples. Zappos has become such a big retailer selling shoes online. Are you now buying shoes without trying them on? I'm not there yet, though I have tried on shoes in stores, then bought them cheaper online. Shh. They call that showrooming, you know, check something out in the showroom and then order it cheaper online. And retailers, of course, hate it, but it's so tempting. Have you bought shoes online without trying them on? 212-433-WNYC. Another one is eyeglasses. There are several sites now that will make your prescription eyeglasses without actually measuring your eyes or looking at the angle at which you hold your head to determine where the sweet spot should be and things like that that go beyond the prescription. Good idea? I'm not sure, though I guess you can save some money. What do you buy online that you never thought you would buy online? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, I hate to do this, but I have a busy afternoon, and this is really my only chance to go through my mail. So bear with me. We're going to open some packages here. I get all my deliveries sent to work, so no one has to sign for it. And okay, here we go. Some nice new shoes. I know my size, 10.5. I can order them. Okay, next package. My favorite oatmeal sent from rural Washington State. In this envelope, we have, oh, goody, hundreds of ketchup packets. And this one looks like it has a few different things in it. Ice cream and a hot tub. Okay, I didn't actually order all of those things online, but actually you did. All of that stuff you told us you ordered online when we originally asked this question on Friday on our Facebook page about things you buy online that you never thought you would. Ketchup packets, a hot tub, ice cream. We also got a ladder, a humidifier cleaner, a toothbrush that you can't get at Duane Reade, even pets. So now we're going to take your calls for you to tell us what you now buy online that you never thought you would. 212-433-WNYC. Karen in Old Tappan, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What do you buy? It's Karn. Well, I'm sorry, right?
Yes, it's Karn. Well, I buy shoes online. I have purchased from Zappos before, Foot Locker, a few different places. I usually do try them on online, like you were saying, showroom shopping. Mm-hmm. However, I've noticed that, like, when I buy things that, you know, that don't fit or like I'm trying them for the first time, I'll get a size that's like maybe it's a size too small. Most of the companies offer like a return label where I can print it online.
Right.
I print the label, attach it to a package, and send it back. Free
return shipping or you have to pay?
No, free return shipping on a lot of websites.
And thank you for starting us off. Amar in Newark, what are you buying online that you never thought you would?
Well, I signed up for Amazon Prime, which is like $80 a year, but you get free 2-day shipping on anything you buy.
Uh-huh.
So I buy pretty much everything, you know, anything I could think of. But right now, I think like the most surprising was pens. You know, I needed pens for work. Instead of going to a store and buying them, you get them for the same price and free 2-day shipping. So I've been buying a lot of pens and school supplies online.
Thank you very much. Sue in Riverside, Connecticut, you're on the air. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Brian. I have always given to charities, and this year we had to support the American Red Cross, but I didn't realize that you could actually support and send money for a night at an emergency shelter for a family. So I did that in the name of my nieces and nephews who really aren't in the position of giving charitable gifts in their young lives, but mm-hmm. I wanted to do that for them. So I hope that it helps some of the people with Hurricane Sandy and elsewhere around the country.
As an online purchase or donation. Thank you. We tracked down a list of the top 20 types of products sold online. Not surprisingly, apparel, electronics, and tickets are toward the top, but also in the top 20, jewelry, buying jewelry without seeing it, cosmetics, flowers, groceries, and auto parts. Oh, my muffler came. Yay, which is considered a major area of growth. Vincent in Warren, you're on the air. Hi, Vincent.
Hey, happy holidays.
You too.
Hey, I am a collector of vintage drums, and quite honestly, I would never have thought I would be buying stuff online without actually seeing the quality of the instrument and or hearing it. But the drum community is just a great group of people, and they're honest, and the quality of the photographs, you could really see the quality of the instruments, if there are any flaws or anything like that. So that's what I thought I would never be purchasing online.
How would they describe the particular vintage drum online to make you buy it? Is it like, besides a picture of it, is it like, you know, great bass sound in the middle of the skin, or how do they sell it?
Yeah, they would actually, you describe that obviously the manufacturer, the year of the manufacture date, and then they would go into the different qualities of drums as far as the shell type, the thickness of the shells, the timbre of the shells. But, you know, if you are a collector, you really do know what you're looking for as far as the manufacturer you want, mm-hmm. and or the year, and a lot of times you'll be able to get the serial numbers, and you can go by the serial numbers as far as authentication.
Check out Vincent next time you're in Warren, New Jersey, keeping the neighbors up at night via mail order. Thanks a lot, Vincent. Good, happy holidays. Joy in Maplewood, you're on the air. Hi, Joy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you buying?
I buy my eyeglasses online.
You do?
Which I never thought I'd do.
Are they just reading glasses?
Reading glasses and prescription glasses.
Uh-huh.
And all you really need to know is your pupil distance, which they give you. You can ask for it, and they should give you when you get your prescription. But the most unusual thing I've ever bought online is a vacuum cleaner.
And why is that unusual?
I thought it was too heavy, and I never thought that I would probably have to go to a store for that, but Amazon had a great deal, and I bought it, and it works fine.
That's great. Joy, thank you very much. There is that awkward moment of walking into your neighborhood optician and saying, could you measure my pupil distance? Because then the only thing you're going to use it for is buying glasses online. Jennifer in Fort Lee, you're on the air. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer? Not Jennifer. How about Mark in Dobbs Ferry?
Hi, Brian. Happy holidays.
You too. What are you buying online?
Well, kind of mundane, running shoes, but given the fact that you run about 500 miles in a pair, you really want them to be comfortable.
Right.
So I do the showrooming thing also, check them out in a local great running store and get them for about half price online.
It does work.
Yeah.
It does work. I can attest to that.
Also bought a keyboard that way online too, and it worked out great.
Mark, thank you very much. Liz in Glen Cove, real quick, what do you buy online? Hi.
Hi, Brian. I bought my lipstick because I found the perfect shade, and they discontinued it like a year ago. And it was so frustrating because I always felt like I looked funny. But I found it on Amazon, and I keep buying the Fabulous Fig until it runs out.
I did that with a watch I wanted to replace that was discontinued, but looked online, and somebody had one for sale. Thank you. And Rebecca in Summit, you're going to be our last one. What do you buy online?
Happy holidays. I buy my Christmas tree because it saves the holiday fight between my husband and I of having to pick out the perfect tree.
What if you don't like the tree? I know somebody who just returned a Christmas tree because she set it up in her living room and didn't like the way it looked.
I've actually done it for the last 3 years, and I've gotten a beautiful, perfect tree every year.
Thank you very much, and glad it saved a one family squabble. Thanks for all your calls on the things you buy online that you never thought you would. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.